concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RDJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another invigorating episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I've just survived quite the bus ride to get to the WRCT Pittsburgh studios, so I sure hope we, all of us, wherever you're hearing this show, enjoy it, because I sure plan to. We'll start off with a liquored up set like we usually do. We'll close down with a gospel set like we usually do. And today we're going to hear from Beppe Gambetta, who's going to be appearing in the WVUD Newark, Delaware listening area on September 27th. So we've got quite a lot of stuff to get going. Our liquored up set is going to begin with a new track from Marty Fowl's record, Hillbilly Irish. It's a song you will recognize, I am positive.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I saw Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, then produced my rapier. I said, stand and deliver all the devil he may take you. Musha, rain, da ma do, da ma da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. I took all of his money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money, and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she loved me, never would she leave me. But the devil take that woman, for you know she tricked me easy. Musha, rain, da ma do, da ma da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Drunk and weary, I went to Molly's chamber, taking Molly with me, but I never knew the danger. For six or maybe seven, yeah, in walked Captain Farrell. I jumped up, fired my pistols, and I shot him with both barrels. Musha, rain, da ma do, da ma da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Some men like the fowling, but some men like to hear the cannonball a-roaring. Me, I like sleeping, especially in my Molly's chamber. But here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain. Musha, rain, da-ma-do, da-ma-da. Whack
for my daddy-o. Whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Oh, sure, da ma do da ma da. Whack for my daddy-o. Whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. We'll go honky-tonkin' around the town. Yeah. When you and your baby have a falling out, call me up, sweet papa, and we'll go stepping out, and we'll go honky-tonkin', 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 honey, baby. We'll go honky-tonkin' around the town. Well, I'm going into the city, to the city fair. If you go to the city, baby, you will find me there. Then we'll go honky-tonkin', 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 honey, baby. We'll go honky-tonkin' around the town. Honky-tonkin', honey, baby. We'll go honky-tonkin' around the town.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
Watching the lights on the jukebox, the shuffleboard rings in the background. There's a smell of sawdust on the dance floor, and the dancers go round and round. There's a couple at our corner table, looking like we used to feel. As I watch them in the mirror behind the bar, they remind me of reasons to live. So pour me another memory before the last one fades away. Take me back where I wanna be. Pour me another memory. I turn around every time someone opens the door, but it's just wishful. wishful thinking, 'cause she never comes here no more. Pour me another memory before the last one fades away. Take me back where I want to be. Pour me another memory. Sometimes I forget for a moment, and I can hardly remember her touch. I really don't want to forget her, but reality just hurts too much. Pour me another memory before the last one fades away. I'm not quite where I want to be. Pour me another memory. Pour me another memory before the last one fades away.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Another bottle of Help Me Forget Her. Put a dime in the jukebox and sing along. Yes, I'll have one more round if I don't miss her. Another bottle of Help Me Forget Her. Maybe I'll stop caring before long. Hello, bartender. Yes, it's been quite some time. Say she's here again. Well, I'm really not surprised. I've heard she drops by now and then. Here she's making lots of new friends. And I wonder if I ever cross her mind. Another bottle of Help Me Forget Her. Put a dime in the jukebox and sing along. Yes, I'll have one more round if I don't miss her. Another bottle of Help Me Forget Her. Maybe I'll stop caring before long. See her laughing. My, she looks happy tonight. See them dancing. She's holding him so tight. And it just breaks my heart to see him kissing tender lips that I've been missing. And taking all the love that once was mine. Another bottle of Help Me Forget Her. Put a dime in the jukebox and sing along. Yes, I'll have one more round if I don't miss her. Another bottle of Help Me Forget Her. Maybe maybe I'll stop caring before long. Maybe I'll stop caring before long.
In the background, you're listening to Tabitha and David Benedict, who go by the name The Foreign Landers. And they're joined here by John Doyle, Brian Finnegan, and Kathleen Murphy for Johnny's Peacock. And then they're going to go into the Red Tail Hawk. This is from their 2022 record, Traveler's Rest. Anyway, while you're listening to this, I'll try and sort out what happened during the Liquored Upset here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program. We start off with Marty Falle, F-A-L-L-E, doing Whiskey in the Jar from his new record, Hillbilly Irish, in which he celebrates the Irish roots of the folks that live in the hills in the United States of America. And then we heard from Rose Maddox doing Honky Tonkin'. That's an old song she did with her brothers, the Maddox Brothers and Rose. And I played it from a 2015 compilation that came out on Bear Family. Then Tony Joe White from 1980 gave us Pour Me Another Memory. It's been re-released recently on a compilation of some of his work called The Real Thang. Then after the PSA, we heard from Jim Ed Brown doing that classic Heartache Killer from his old 1973 record Bar Rooms and Papa Tops. Next, we've got an interview I recorded recently with Beppe Gambetta, the Italian guitarist, who is going to be appearing in the listening area for one of the stations that catch this program, WVUD, Newark, Delaware. He's going to be appearing in Centerville, Delaware on September 27th. So we're going to listen to him play and chat for a while. And remember, wherever you're listening to this program, support live music. All right. Beppe will tell us what the opening number is after we play it. It's him and two mandolinists of some note. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was a collaboration between Beppe Gambetta, David Grisman, and Carlo Janzo. And Beppe, what did you all just play?
We played Idillio Primaverile from Giovanni Gioviale. it means spring romance. Primaverile is one of the most passionate composition of this great mandolinist from Sicily who emigrated to New York, and we fell in love with his work, and we decided to do our own rendition of his great melody.
Now, this is from an album I think you put out in 2001 called Traversata?
Yes, Traversata, that means the crossing. Yeah, in my long career, I went in these two directions. One direction, of course, is the creative composing of original music and songs, and the other is reviving and bringing back to life music that is forgotten, or bringing into different areas music that is beautiful and is not well known enough. So I brought the music of Doc Watson and of the great flat pickers to Europe. I wrote many books to convince Italian and European people to become flat pickers. but also at a certain point we decided all this music of the Italian string virtuoso that was only published on one album of Rounder was such an important part of the melting pot that we decided with Carlo Aonzo to do this research and to bring it back to life and perform it live. So we are really proud about this.
Now, on that album, I believe you were playing a harp guitar, were you not?
Yes, we actually reconstructed the Italian harp guitar, and that was a really giant instrument, especially the one that we used, because our mentor was the great guitarist Pasquale Taraffo from Genova, who died in 1937. And before dying, he traveled North America and South America with this giant instrument that... Wow. Was so big that required a pedestal to be performed, you know. So they traveled with a big pedestal, and they put this guitar on the huge pedestal, and the guitar had six extra bass strings, and it took a long time just to tune it, but the for the audience was a really spectacular, even to hear the tuning of the instrument, and they were silently waiting for the music.
So when you play a harp guitar, you actually do pluck the six bass strings.
Yes.
They're not just sympathetic. Yeah.
Yes, the six bass strings, you pluck them, and yes, probably it was before they invented bass players. Yes, and so they tried to make the sound more complete for many solo great guitar players. They used this instrument, and they continue to use it nowadays. The most famous American guitar player who used it was Michael Hedges, and nowadays Stephen Bennett uses it. So is a instrument that didn't die, although reached the peak in that period, and it's really difficult to play because strings are resonating really loudly, these big basses, and if you do a mistake, it lasts for long. Yeah. Anyway, it was a pleasure to bring back this music and this instrument, and it is part of my repertoire nowadays. So it was so difficult, it was so interesting to revive this music that even if now in my concert I play a lot of my new compositions and new songs, there is always a little space for this beauty. actually in the concert of September 27, I am going to play a couple of numbers of that repertoire, because it's too beautiful, and it's nice to bring it also to my audience nowadays.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, we are chatting with you right now because you are going to be appearing in one of the listening areas for our radio show. You're going to be playing on September 27th in Centerville, Delaware, at the Center Friends Schoolhouse, 400 yes. Center Meeting Road. And people who are interested and listening to us in Delaware can go to progressiveacoustics.org. That's all one word, progressiveacoustics.org, and order a ticket. And if you're listening to us in West Virginia or Tennessee or Pittsburgh, remember, wherever you live, support live music and live music series, because that's what keeps it going. Now, you have been one of those guitarists that people like me have looked up to. I mean, there have been the guitar moved from Europe to North America, and then so many American styles or North American styles moved back to Europe to influence guitarists like you and Robert Della Vecchia and Marcel Dadi and Davy Graham. It's really interesting, isn't it, how music moves back and forth?
Yes, actually, this incredible sparkle that comes from the melting pot is something that you know, gave energy to so many new forms of music, and it is unresistible for a guitar player, for a musician to be interested in meeting other artists and you know, and learning the music of different traditions. Is there is some kind of beauty that doesn't have borders, that is transcendent. And for me, it was, I was a regular teenager, really young kid, playing Led Zeppelin, the usual stuff of my age. I heard one song of Doc Watson, one number of Doc Watson, and I became crazy for the, that kind of approach to the music, that kind of acoustic sound, this rhythm between the notes, this time, incredible timing, and enjoy in that music that I decided to devote myself for many years. And so generally this dreaming about a music of a faraway place is a beautiful thing. And if I think that I listened to Doc Watson and I was fascinated, and after learning his music, I was able to come to the United States. And in my life, I'm blessed. I was able to play, you know, for example, the Salt Creek, the famous fiddle tune. I played it in my life with Doc Watson. I played it with Tony Rice, with Norman Blake, and with Dan Crary, you know, the four fathers. When I thought about this, I thought maybe I should quit and open a pizzeria, because I reached the maximum of my, you know, of my musical joy, you know, in this. But I'm happy that I didn't do it, and I'm still continuing to tour even at the age of 70, because now I'm 70, and it's great to bring with me all of this joy, and I think that still nowadays, you know, the words of hope come also from musicians. You know, I think that probably the politician, they don't give us enough words of hope. They come more from philosophers, scientists, historian, and also the musician needs to do their part and bring some joy with the music.
And I think we've got a couple of tracks lined up that we want to play next. And remember, folks, if you're listening to us on WVUD in Newark, Delaware, Beppe Gambetta will be appearing September 27th for Progressive Acoustics out in Centerville. And for more information about the concert and actually a workshop he's going to do, but we'll talk more about that in a moment, you can go to progressiveacoustics.org.
We want to do sort of a double track from, I think it came out, in 2020, Where the Wind Blows, the combination of Wise Old Man and then a fiddle tune. Tell us a little bit about these two tracks we're about to play.
These two tracks are about the other side of my artistic life. I'm really fascinated about the work of the fathers of the music, and I transcribed and I taught and I wrote books about the fathers of the music. But the other side of my art is also to write my own music, my own songs, my own guitar music. And this song is about the joy that I had in meeting with some of the great musicians of the previous century. I had the joy to spend some time with Paco de Lucia, Wayne Shorter, Doc Watson, Pete Seeger, Fabrizio De André, and many more. And so I thought, wow, that were some of the greatest moments that I always treasure. And I wrote a song about it. And to write about everybody, it would have been a song of 20 minutes, so I had to choose some of them. And so I chose Pete Seeger and Fabrizio De André, the greatest Italian songwriter, and Doc Watson, of course, who is my main guitar mentor. And at the end of the verse that about Doc Watson, I wrote a fiddle tune that in honor of the Grand Maestro. And I thought, since I live a good part of my life in New Jersey, the first title was Forget Me Not, the Little Flower, but since I live in New Jersey, the title became Forget About Me Not. That is more appropriate.
Here comes Wise Old Man and Forget About Me Not from Bebe Gambetta's Where the Wind Blows.
Wise old man, you were tired when I met you. You were timeless, but you were feeling your age. Your voice was hoarse, but it still held a story. And your banjo still commanded every stage. The tales that you told me got me thinking that a story holds more power than a gun. That hope is much more powerful than money. When our voices sing together, we are one. I think you are immortal. The body dies, the lyric carries on, reminding me whatever I may write of, I must speak out for dispossessed and wronged. You left early, but I feel that you are here. Your presence makes me feel a bit less fear. When we sing your words, we give back what you gave, like flowers gently placed upon a grave. I could read your hands like braille. Every callus, every wrinkle told a tale. Your eyes were blind, but you still had an ear. Hearing was your seeing, you heard it all so clear. A sound from a distant place and time, wafting up from some lost valley through the pine. We played melody and rhythm through the night, and watched the couples dance until daylight.
We just heard Wise Old Man and Forget About Me Not from Bebe Cambetta's album Where the Wind Blows. That came out in 2020, is that right?
Yes, in the thick of the pandemic.
Right.
But we decided that a way to fight the pandemic was to also to go ahead and produce the album without waiting. So I think at the very end, it had some recognition. It was hard, of course, for a while to perform it live. Yeah. But yes, I'm happy about that project.
And again, I'm chatting with Bebe Cambetta because he'll be coming to one of the areas where you can hear my voice on the radio. He'll be coming to Centerville, Delaware on September 27th for Progressive Acoustics. And you can go to progressiveacoustics.org for more information about the concert, which is at 7:30 p.m., and to order a ticket. And here's something that the guitarist should know about too. That afternoon, you're going to be doing a workshop.
Yes, actually, it makes my appearance much more complete because the vocation of being an artist that plays acoustic music and traditional music is the vocation is also to be part of the community and to be also a teacher and to help the music to continue to the new generations. So part of my work is related to teach and to do some workshops and to teach about this style that is called flat picking, and that is a beautiful way of playing the guitar with a pick, the acoustic guitar with a pick, in the style of the great fathers like Doc Watson and Norman Blake, and is going to be really interesting to teach it. We don't have a really long time, but in 3 hours I can give a good introduction to the style at every kind of level that would like to come, and give some handouts and explain about the beginning of this style and the technicality of it. You know, there are a lot of technical aspects and embellishments and the beginning of this style and the technicality of it. You know, there are a lot of technical aspects and embellishments and Kreil at every kind of level that would like to come and give some handouts and explain about the beginning of this style and the technicality of it. You know, there are
The interview seems to have stopped. Let me see if I can find another source that I can play. Ah, yes. Well, here, while I'm doing that, here's a track from Gwennifer Raymond. The interview here on my computer, and let me get it in the right place, or approximately the right place. That should be about, I'm going to guess it was about here when the CD quit working.
Really long time, but in 3 hours I can give.
Yeah, here is talking about his workshop.
The style at every kind of level that would like to come and give some handouts and explain about the beginning of this style and the technicality of it. You know, there are a lot of technical aspects and embellishments and cross pickings, the different direction of the pick to for the efficiency of playing, and so on. I give some ideas about how to be creative and to compose your own music on the guitar. So it's going to be fun. It's always exciting to meet the musician of a different area. It's always a beautiful thing to try to give yourself also as a teacher.
Another thing that I think is important to musicians like you is that there's a connection with the people behind the music. I had forgotten this until recently, that I know that Alan Lomax went over to Italy before you and I were born in the early 1950s to record some of the traditional songs of Sicilian and other areas of Italy, the fishermen. And
yes.
There's this connection between all the people who've been playing music like this before us.
The beauty of the folk songs and the folk traditional music is really this is a legacy that goes back in centuries, you know. And there is a beautiful feeling and melodies and styles that were played by generation before us that we have to be in contact, and it is beautiful to carry on. And of course, the great work that the ethnomusicologist did is fantastic, because it gives us so much more precise elements to continue this work in this territory. And so the Alan Lomax work was fantastic in Italy, because, you know, Italy is divided in 20 regions, and 200 years ago they were 20 different kingdoms, and actually so the tradition and the language and the food of every single region continues to be strongly different, and these differences are really creative, you know. And Alan Lomax was traveling all over Italy and recording the original players and singers. In Genova, my hometown, he went into a latteria, in a little bar that it's selling also milk, where the seaport people, they were meeting and improvising the a cappella Tralalero songs that is a form of singing that goes back in centuries, and the Alan Lomax field recording was the first one that we have in Italy. So that it's amazing that to preserve our own tradition, we are based on the work of a great American man.
Music is oftentimes talked about as the universal language, you know.
Yes, absolutely. What is interesting is to bring together, to learn and revive and bring with you all of this knowledge to create, in order to create new music. It is a big challenge, you know, to be creative, having in your mind this great aesthetic that comes from the past, trying to respect this old passion in music and to continue this great passion, looking for a beautiful melody or looking for words or arranging. And so this is the task that I have, and I do it on both sides of the ocean. I since I'm a traveler that goes back and forth, and I spend a lot of time in the United States and in Europe performing and composing and doing projects, so my music is it comes out from all of this, going deep into these traditions of both sides of the ocean, and this sort of is what came through in my latest work that is called Terra Madre, that is the latest album that I produced. That it is I'm really happy, because I was able to I decided to use all my guitars and I is a symphony of guitars. I use a 6, a 12, a dobro guitar, a baritone, a harp, a slide guitar, a tres, a bouzouki guitar, a banjo guitar. So I thought, okay, I need to bring out all my instruments, and I did it. It was great fun.
Well, again, wherever you're hearing this conversation, you make sure you support live and local music. And if you're listening to my voice on WVUD in Newark, Delaware, you can see Beppe Cambetta on Saturday, September 27th at the Center Friends Schoolhouse, 400 Center Meeting Road in Centerville, Delaware. And if you go to progressiveacoustics.org, that's all one word, progressiveacoustics.org, you can find information on the concert at 7:30 p.m. or sign up for a workshop to get with Beppe Cambetta there on the guitar, starting at, I think, 1 o'clock is what they're planning. Oh, Beppe, this has been fantastic. I'm talking to one of my idols from here. And thank you so much for making the time to chat with us.
It was fantastic to be in contact with your audience. I hope to meet some of them in person at the concert. It is a long time that I don't go back to Delaware to perform, so I'm really excited to meet the community and teach, and one of my songs is Sit and Pick with You.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to sit and pick with new and old friends, because this is part of what music gives you, is one of the great gifts that we can have from music.
And the last thing we're going to hear is the title track from your new album, Terra Madre, which I believe means Mother Earth.
I hope they will love this dramatic. Is in Italian, is a story of two refugees that are escaping.
Thank you so much, Beppe.
You're very welcome. My great pleasure.
And here comes Beppe Cambetta and the title track from his new album, Terra Madre.
E non so dentro al buio cosa troverò. Ora io sogno il mondo che sarà, la nuova vita che ci aspetta, oltre un confine che cadrà, sento mia madre come accanto a me, lei pregherà per noi.
Thank you so much to Bebe Gambetta for spending some time with us, and thank you, listeners, particularly to the listeners to WRSD Pittsburgh, for putting up with whatever happened in the middle of the interview, but we managed to get it going again. Now, in the background, you're listening to David Grisman and Tony Rice, two of the people that Bebe Gambetta liked to collaborate with, doing Wildwood Flower, that old song I associate with the Carter family. That's from David Grisman and Tony Rice's 1994 record, Tone Poems. And while Bebe was talking with us, we heard Dilio Primaverli with Bebe Gambetta with David Grisman and Carlo Ionzo, and then Wise Old Man, Forget About Me Not from Bebe Gambetta and Bebe Gambetta's Terra Madre. Thank you so much. And boy, I sure enjoy bringing the music, and I hope you enjoyed that interview a lot. Let's see, what do I have up next? I think perhaps I'm going to let Wildwood Flower play out, and then we'll go to our mid-show station break. How's that? Great music on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up.
I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe... just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if